Cuba's President Fidel Castro apparently has recovered from the fainting spell he suffered on Saturday, 2 hours into a speech under the hot sun. Castro, who turned 75 in August, left the stage with the help of aides. He later returned and told the crowd he was fine but needed to rest. This week, the U.S. and Cuban governments are due to hold high-level talks on migration issues. It'll be the first formal contact between the two governments since George W. Bush became president. Neither side is holding out any promise for better relations in the short term. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
George W. Bush is the 10th U.S. president Fidel Castro has faced since taking power in 1959. None has been willing to deal with Castro, and Mr. Bush shows no sign he'll be any different. On Cuban Independence Day last month, the president invited a group of Cuban Americans to the White House, and to their joy, he promised to resist any calls to ease the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba, in place now for nearly 40 years.
The sanctions our government enforces against the Castro regime are not just a policy tool. They're a moral statement. My administration will oppose any attempt to weaken sanctions against Cuba's government until the regime.
The president couldn't finish his sentence. The applause was so wild. Mr. Bush may have felt the need to reaffirm that long-standing Cuba policy because the pressure to ease the embargo is growing steadily. U.S. farmers and businessmen now visit Cuba regularly in the hope of being in position to make a trade deal there. Last year, the U.S. Congress, for the first time in nearly four decades, authorized the sale of food and medical products to the Cuban government. But in spite of these overtures, the Cuban government shows the same skepticism toward the United States that Washington shows toward Havana. Fidel Castro's point man for U.S. relations, Ricardo Alarcón, said in a recent interview with NPR that restrictions built into the new law on sales to Cuba make the legislation essentially meaningless.
My message to American businessmen and people interested in the U.S. to improve the situation is very simple. Something has to be done there. Something has to be done there to change the law, really. To change the regulations, really.
The law approved last fall does not allow selling on credit to Cuba, and cash transactions would be difficult to arrange. In addition, the Bush administration has yet to publish the regulations that will define exactly how sales to Cuba can actually take place. Still, policy analysts say Cuban authorities could make at least some symbolic purchases of U.S. agriculture products, if only to show goodwill to those U.S. groups who are so anxious to trade with Cuba. John Kavalik, president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council, says the Cuban government right now has the power to turn U.S. sentiment in favor of more trade with Cuba, if that's what it wants to do.
For the Cuban government, the bottom line is if they do purchase some products under the regulations for the new law, then they will clearly be in control of the political agenda, because once people get a taste of something, they're going to want more.
Ricardo Alarcón, the president of Cuba's National Assembly, acknowledges that U.S. visitors these days are asking him to help them change U.S. policy, but he says Cuba does not want to signal that small moves in U.S. policy are good enough.
We can wait. We can wait because we are facing a failing policy. We can wait because the rest of the world is not accepting the embargo. We can wait because many Americans realize that it has to be changed. And I am confident that those efforts will continue and will be multiplied in the future.
Perhaps, but without Cuban government cooperation, the U.S. business and farm communities may find it harder to bring pressure on the Bush administration. In the short term, the key question is whether the White House will, in fact, toughen its stand on the embargo. President Bush must soon decide whether to waive a controversial section of the Helms-Burton law under which U.S. citizens are authorized to sue some foreigners who are doing business in Cuba. The Bush administration also has to decide whether to continue promoting people-to-people contacts between the United States and Cuba, as the Clinton administration did. John Kavalik expects some tightening of that policy.
The Bush administration will want people to know that they are following the letter of the regulations and that it is not a free-for-all to go to Cuba and do what you want. At the same time, there is no doubt that there will be no substantial change in U.S. policy toward Cuba, commercially, economically, or politically, under the Bush administration. Therefore, the status quo is likely to remain.
The stalemate between Havana and Washington is sure to disappoint those people who've been hoping to broker some relaxation of the relationship. A Havana-based Latin diplomat close to Fidel Castro and also to the U.S. government admits to feeling discouraged. I see entrenched thinking on both sides, he says. Tom Jelton, NPR News.